there is no difference, because in the Catholic they believe one God. Mm-hmm. And in our religion we believe one God. See? The first God, the first generation, they had the Greek. That is God. Mm-hmm. The second is they have the Hindus. They believe in God. That is God. The same spirit, but different name. Mm-hmm. And different ideas. The third is Jesus Christ, the same God. Mm-hmm. And now we are coming to the fourth. Different name, but the same God. They are the same. Just like our leader when he came from the Philippines. To avoid communism, go to church. Mm-hmm. Any kind of church, because we are only calling for one God. But now, he organized the Philippines in America to introduce the new God, number four, the fourth master. Mm-hmm. So it is our duty to unite and tell to the world that we are coming now to the fourth generation, that we have a new comforter besides Jesus Christ. Because the mission of Jesus Christ on earth is 2,000 years. Yeah. We are now about to reach 2,000 years. And then we come to another comforter on earth.
What that comforter and that fourth master is the Moncado?
Well, I am not going to tell you. Only the one who got sealed knows about it.
But this is
Moncado is material. Mm-hmm. But as I told you, the history of Dr. Moncado, at the age of 6, he went to the College of Mystery.
Where is the College of Mystery?
Well, that is the big problem.
Yeah.
Among all those educated people who don't have spiritual knowledge, that is their problem. Where did he get that? They write that to Calcutta India, but no more Calcutta India.
Yeah.
Calcutta India is we in you. It is in your Rome.
It's in Rome.
It is in you.
Oh, in
Rome.
You.
Yeah. You see. Equilibrium. And Dr. Moncado, they are the same. Because Equilibrium is the name of Dr. Moncado in the spiritual name. That's why I told you that is the one we are going to put in the altar.
In the church. Yeah.
In addition to that Tata, didn't you have also Papa Reyes?
We have.
Picture of Papa Reyes and then Bagong Yuta.
We have Bagong Yuta.
Yeah.
And we have Papa Reyes holding the wool.
Okay, I've seen that. Yeah.
That signifies something. Impossible that he can hold, raise up the whole world, but that is a philosophical picture.
Yeah.
That means something. Mm-hmm. You see.
What does it mean to you?
Well, with that means that to raise up the world is to maintain the four principles. Mental, moral, spiritual, physical, mental, moral, and spiritual, I think. That means when you can raise up the world, you have a clean living. Without clean living, you cannot survive. See, it is in the book.
Papa Reyes, you said the master is EFB,
mm-hmm.
Equilibrium, and that Papa Reyes is frequently given the letters EFBD.
Yeah.
What does EFBD mean?
EFBD, doctor.
Equilibrium doctor.
No, EFB, that means EFBD, that divinity, doctor of divinity, you see.
Where did Papa Reyes learn his knowledge? Did he go to the School of Mystery also, the College of Mystery?
No, I don't know. Nobody knows what year was Mysterious born.
Nobody knows that?
Yeah, nobody knows.
They say that he was born in Araya, Pampanga. Is that?
That's what I heard too.
Is that true or do you know?
That's what I heard too.
Yeah.
I cannot testify that, but that is what I heard too.
They also say that he learned some of his skills, Ilaums of Mount Banahaw, you know, in other words, in the mystic Mount Banahaw. Have you heard that too?
Well, there are many interpretations of the members. That's why sometimes mix up.
I was just interested in if you knew any.
Anyhow.
So you have in the old church would be the center of the altar would be the master equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be the picture of Papa Reyes holding the globe, world.
Yeah.
And then on the other side would be what?
I see. Let me see.
This is the master.
This is Mr. Reyes. This is Bagong Yota. And that is the statue area.
Now, this statue, was it always in the church? You were saying that was a later addition also. Was it
before when...
When you first joined, was this...
No, we don't have that.
You don't have that?
Yeah, we don't have that.
So in your Sunday school, even in Republic Street, this is the only thing you have?
We have this.
Yeah?
I don't know if they put this.
But this, okay.
When we put this and this, those are the spiritual members. Yeah. We believe all of these. You see. And the statue that is material and spiritual are using the
small. Both the spirituals and the materials have the statues.
Yeah, but mostly spiritual church of the Federation have this tree.
But what is Bagong Yuta doing in that picture? Is it just...
Just plain pictures. Just... because he is the one who taught the members how to follow the master's principle.
Okay. How did Mama Toy feel about Papa Reyes and Bagong Yuta?
I don't know exactly.
Did she ever meet them?
No. I think Mama Toy does not understand the work of the Federation as well as the mission of the late general. He only knew that his imam as his husband. That's what I understand to Mama Toy. You see, he does not have the principles of equality, fraternity, and...
Okay, Tata, there was something else too, that when the Ramaho case came, I think I heard this, that they were afraid that they were going to question... the church, why? I'm not sure, some members saying...
No, I think Ramaho was a material.
Right.
And did he ever, in the course of the case that he brought against the spiritual division, did he make any claims about the fact that it was they weren't doing the right practices, or that it was a bad religion, or something like that?
No.
Were there any discussion of this?
There is nothing. I was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the court.
Yeah, there is no more. What they are. Trying to fill the members is about only the offering, that they are seeing that they are using the money for something else. But those are denied in the court.
Ramaho was claiming...
No, his followers.
His followers.
Just like Baring.
Yeah.
You see. Baring is the vice president of Ramaho.
California? No, here.
When the file suit against us, and now he became in power again because Mario admitted Baring here. You see this? How he talked this morning?
Yeah. Baring then was the agent
of Ramaho.
He
is the right hand of Ramaho.
Here.
Yeah.
What about his wife Irene?
Irene and Baring.
Was Baring active in the court case?
He is not, but he is active in the financial matters.
In helping to support the
the
case against the spiritual division.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember some of the other people from Hawaii who were helping Ramaho?
I know them all.
Was Benny?
Benny is the one who... Benny is the mastermind. Benny is the mastermind.
What do you think Benny wanted?
Benny wanted to be only B2B official also. He wanted to be Nim in this property. Mm-hmm. But Bini is not doing good in the Russian. The master wrote a letter to him that he is not any good in the organization anymore. I have those papers with me, keeping those papers.
Mm-hmm. You see. The master then had he removed Benny from office?
Yes. Yeah.
This was from the Philippines during the war.
No, master sent him to that. I don't know where was the master. I think after the war already when he came over. Mm-hmm.
What was Benny's position in the Federation during the time of the Romaho case?
Public relation of the Philippines and America.
But he was a material also.
Material.
Yeah. Who were some of the other people then who sided with Romaho? We didn't finish. What do you think? You think that Benny wanted to get a better position in the Federation and to get the land registered in his name? Do you think that was...
No, he wanted only that Cobico. He wanted to stop Cobico to own this place.
Because he thought that Cobico owned was going place. To get the land himself. He didn't understand.
The process of running an organization. That is the main problem of these officers. They cannot understand their position in the organization, you see.
Yeah.
Cause of jealousy and not too much experience or education. To realize what is an organization look like to be and how to manage an organization. You see.
So Benny and Tranquilino Bareng, and who were some of the other materials who were there any spirituals, people in the spiritual division who sided with Ramon?
Oh, some, but some. They passed away already.
They passed away.
Who were these Tatas?
Pascual them, they pass away already. Pass away.
But there weren't very many, were there?
Not much.
Okay.
You see.
Who were some of the other material leaders then who?
I know only Bareng here. Uh-huh. And Ramos too, sided Ramaho.
With Ramaho.
Mrs. Purubayashi.
Sided with
Ramaho.
Ramaho.
Yeah.
Why do you think they sided with Ramaho? Did they have the same reason as Benny?
Oh, because they are in the material side. And those people are against the spiritual side.
You think then that the material people here wanted to get control of the land?
Yeah.
You think that's what the...
Yeah, that's what they figure out, that this property was bought by the money of the master. No. It is from our pocket members of the spiritual division who organize ourselves to have this place and turn in into the Federation for the good of all the members, not only the spiritual, but all the materials and any other people who wanted to join us.
Mm-hmm.
That is the main purpose of this place,
mm-hmm.
without putting security guard like there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that these people, were these people also opposed to Mama Toy, or were they just worried about getting the land?
Oh, at the same time, they are against Mama Toy,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time, they wanted to control the land.
Yeah.
You see, just like a business, they wanted to be the controller of the business, or controller of the land.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
They thought the material division should be the ones to
control
the land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And were they afraid that Mama Toy would try and take over also? Do you think they were worried about that?
In one matter, that's how. But mostly, they wanted to control the land,
mm-hmm.
you see.
How did the the services change, Tata, with Mama Toy, outside of the altar?
All those happened when I was out in the island.
You were in Guam?
I was in Guadalin again, Johnson Island.
Ah.
When they changed the name, Guadalupe, I am not here again, you see.
But before you left, you had already had your discussion with Mama Toy.
Oh, sure.
You already told her that you were unhappy with what was happening.
The last discussion of us was before I'm leaving for Guam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
for
Johnson
Island.
Uh-huh.
He had convinced all the members and some of the trustees,
uh-huh.
that this place is under the Namongkado Foundation, and our trusteeship will be canceled, and only Mama Toy will be the trustee. That is, she wanted.
Uh-huh.
All of the trustees, Ampere Dem, Bolilan,
uh-huh.
George,
uh-huh.
they all agreed. But once the Kuli meeting, they told me about that.
Uh-huh.
I convinced them. I think, don't be in a hurry to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Think many times, what is good for one trustee? I told them. So, when I explained to the other, to the rest of the trustee, they agreed to me.
Mm-hmm.
See? But when we are in the meeting now with Mama Toy, we are six, I think, in the table.
And what year was this, Tata?
That was, I think, in 1963.
Okay.
So, when we are in the meeting, Mama Toy started the meeting, he is the chairman. So, the other, they asked the other trustee, I let them talk first. See? They give their opinion, okay, they said, some okay. I think they all agreed. But when it comes to me, we have a discussion about Mama Toy now. What is good, Mama? For one trustee of the in the property, what is that? What is good to be it one trustee? I told her, you cannot answer. Well, will you try one? Will you try to borrow money in the bank? Only you. Do you think you can borrow? I told her about that.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do anything if you are only one. So he was confused of answering me because that is the type of matter. He cannot answer what I'm telling her.
Mm-hmm.
She get mad. She speak bad words.
Like what bad words, Tata?
Putangina.
She says putangina yeah, or
yeah.
punyeta.
Punyeta, yeah, punyeta. She usually speak punyeta even in the church, even in the office. So the meeting was not finished because she got mad. You see, so his plan was not fulfilled. I think he went to the lawyer. See, they gave us a letter. If we are not going to appear to the lawyer, we are finished. I did not go to the lawyer. You see, because I know unless I am going to sign something, I will be abolished as a trusteeship. From that time, they are starting to hit me, all of the members, because I always answer Mama Toy.
Mm-hmm.
You see. Just like when 1937, I think, 56, when he went to the Philippines, he brought two of his relatives and friends here. Mr. Cesar Gonzalez and Evelyn, I don't know the kind. He introduced Cesar like the master.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
In the church?
Yeah, in the church.
Mm-hmm.
We respect him, even Evelyn. We respect him very good because as long as they are going to introduce to us, we respect them as we respect Mama Toy.
Mm-hmm.
You see. But when Mama Toy went back again to the Philippines, Cesar is preparing to go home in the Philippines. Cesar went to Maui. All the brothers there gave some gifts and present him because he's leaving. Oh, when Mama Toy come back and Cesar was still here, but he's about to go home. Oh, he was like ill in the office. From the airport, she came to the office. And he noticed about that, Rizal went to Maui. He figured that Cesar went to Maui to collect money. But no, he just only visit for farewell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he got mad.
Mm-hmm.
He scolded all the members. He even get out some members from the Moncada Foundation, like Gaspang, and even this Miss Pono, Vivian, who was living in Manoy.
Kick her out.
He
I'm not sure I understand. Who is Cesar Gonzalez.
Well, Cesar Gonzalez was a bodyguard of the late general in the Philippines during the World War.
Oh, he was a bodyguard.
Yeah.
Is he a Visayan?
Tagalog.
Tagalog.
Yeah.
And he had no. He's not a a relative of Mama Toy.
I think not. Only a good friend of the. I think he's the bodyguard of the master, and master, brother Cesar called him master, the master. I think he is honorary member, I think, who matriculated.
Was he a big man?
Big man, husky guy.
Husky. Did he carry a gun?
I don't know.
When he came here then, he came here for the first time?
Yeah, yeah. What is that now?
No, this is with Cesar Gonzalez. I'm sort of interested. When did he first come to Hawaii?
That was his first time to come.
In 1956 or 1957?
Yeah.
And he came here together with Mama Toy?
Yeah. With, there are three of them.
With Evelyn also?
Yeah.
And at that time, you mentioned that Mama Toy began to talk about him as though he were also the master. Is that what you said?
Or
introduced him?
Introducing Cesar in the church. His education is almost the master, and his an experience and ability is almost like the master.
She said.
Yeah.
Did the people believe that?
Well,
why do you think she did that? What was her purpose for that?
I don't know. To make him so that you are going to respect him.
Yeah.
See, anyway, we respect him very good.
Right, you mentioned that, yeah.
But in 1957, we have the second convention, banquet of the Moncada Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first banquet, the first anniversary of the Moncada Foundation in Hilton,
Royal Hawaiian.
No.
Hilton Village.
Kaiser Village. Yeah. Did let him talk? He no can talk. What he said, he went up to the kind, oh, what I'm going to talk here, I will speak in Kalahin, the church. That's only the one he said.
Yeah, that's all he ever said.
That's his remark. And then he went and sit down. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So how long was he here in Honolulu?
It is about 6 months.
6 months. And
yeah.
During that 6 months, he came to the services. And he participated together with Mama Toy,
yeah.
As though he were one of the leaders of the Federation.
No, he is. He can explain. He can talk some of the kind, but he's not a leader.
Yeah.
He lived with Mama Toy in Manoa.
Yeah, they live in Manoa.
Yeah.
And he was present when we elected the trustees. You see, he lived with Mama Toy in Manoa.
Mm-hmm.
You see. But when he's about to go home, as I told you,
right.
He went to Maui.
Yeah.
But Mama Toy is not here. He's in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
When Mama Toy arrived, he came directly from the airport to the office.
Mm-hmm.
Where he gave good scolding to the members. Who supported Cesar.
Mm-hmm.
Nagpunyita at the office.
In other words, Mama Toy was angry. Because she thought the members were giving money to Cesar.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she scolded the members for doing that.
Yeah.
Did she then kick Cesar out?
No. Those who defended Cesar.
Uh-huh.
Mama Toy kicked them out of the foundation.
Oh, I see.
Even Vivian Puno.
And she still lives here.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when I arrived, I talked with Mama Toy. I answered him back. Why do you get mad? We don't know Cesar if you do not bring over until you introduce to us. I told her, that is the customary of all the members during Master's time. I told her.
Yeah.
Even his enemy in the political arena, if he told us to meet him and respect him coming in Honolulu, we do it.
Oh.
And now why you get mad with us? He feel calm. He no can talk.
She doesn't make punyeta.
She does not make punyeta to me. She cannot do anything to me. I tell you this. I'm not bragging. You can ask to any members. I'm the only man member who can answer them back. All of them, even Mario.
That's why I wonder why do you think you're the only one? Why do you think that the other members accept Mama so easily and everything she wants to do, all the changes that she's made in the church, all of the things that she's done? Why do some of the others just simply accept it?
You know why?
No.
They are not going out. They did not realize the teaching, the first teaching in the Federation. They only depend the good ways, the good works, what the Master told. And they only follow what the Master said. Even what are they doing in your money and what are they doing, you just follow them. Because time will come that they will pay what they are doing. That is what they are applying. But no, how can we proclaim that we are doing right if we are doing wrong? Since the first teaching, this taught us the right way and the wrong way. So if you know the right way, you know the wrong way. If you know really wrong, even the Master told you to do you do it? Impossible to me. I am not. Because, for example, I'm a carpenter, you know. If I have finished this table, I'm going to shake this if it's really strong. See, that is the philosophy of the Master.
Test it.
When he give you already the knowledge, he taught you the good work, and he gives some example of the good work and the no good work. See? And when the time comes that he's going to ask you a question, oh, is this glove, hand glove? If he asks you this. Oh, yes. Because he said, is this hand glove? Do you say yes if this is eyeglass? Impossible. Right? You gotta classify what is good and what is wrong.
But wouldn't you think though, like if the same example, if Mama Toy would go to one of the members and say, this is a hand glove, some of them would say, yes, Mama, it is.
Well,
why? Well, they know it's a pen.
Yes. Just like now. Just like this now. You see. The Master said about the sand now, because the Federation is a godly work. The Master said, if you can fulfill and follow the doctrines of the Federation, when the time comes, you will be a saint, like Santa Marta. You see, kaya sila nag-antos, nag-hinlo sila sa ilang kaugalingon. Dili ba kamo mahimong santa? Yun niya. And then, kay ang mga santa, santos, like Guadalupe, they are the messengers of God. That's right. They are not God, but they are small God. You see. He told us yet, San Pedro, San Marcos, San Juan, they are all in the Federation. But they gotta wait if they can pass the examination to be like them, then the spirit of San Marcos will be given to you. But if you cannot, if your task is not sufficient enough for your passing grade to have that spirit come into you, you cannot do that. Because the spirit of those old heroes and patriots and santos, that can go into you if you can clean yourself. You see.
So this is how the Master felt about saints, about Guadalupe, for
yes,
instance, the statue,
yes.
The Nazarene.
Yes, they are the messenger of God. You see. They can recommend you to God because they are the messenger of God. It is just like the members of the Federation. The Federation members are limited, only 1,728. The first largest, you see.
Do you think, Tata, that Mama Toy did not feel this way about the Guadalupe and the Nazarene, that she did not think that they were messengers of God?
I don't know. I think they knew that they are the messengers of God. I knew that Mama Toy knew that they are God. Because even when I was in the Catholic, I believe to all San Roque and anyone, because I believe that they can help us if you believe in them, because they are the messengers of God. True to your prayer, they can, if God is not going to listen to you, they can grant your prayer if you call him San Roque. San Roque will bring these prayers from you to God, whom he served. Is that right?
That would be the regular Catholic.
Yeah,
you see.
Right.
Yeah. It is just like the Federation.
But the Federation would believe that there are, that any member can become a messenger of God if he follows.
And if they can clean their
life.
Yes.
And
they can make the tahas of the Federation until the time comes. You see, because the Federation is not for today only. It will be for tomorrow, for the new generation of the new era.
Do you think that Mama Toy was a Catholic all the way?
Oh, yes.
She never changed?
I think so.
And that therefore she never really was a part of the religious beliefs of the Federation?
I believe she did not understand the work of Master.
Right.
And the world, and the principles and doctrines of the Federation. What he believes is he can do what Master can do, because she is the wife.